60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Guys,
yes.
We've made it to December.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
Of what year?
Only a few more weeks till 2020 is officially behind us.
I don't believe it until it actually happens.
Well, for a lot of the audience, they're looking forward to the big holidays still.
Yeah.
Like Christmas and Hanukkah, which starts December 10th. Mm-hmm. But did you know there's a couple other holidays we should probably be looking out for?
Okay, give it to us.
Ones that are maybe a little smaller, but just as important.
I say more the merrier.
I love holidays.
Yeah, me
like
too.
National Cookie Day is this
Yum.
Friday.
As if my waistline needs that this year.
And then next Tuesday is National Brownie Day.
Ah. All I smell is poop.
No, no. Not that kind of brownie.
Wait,
the
no.
tasty one.
The real brownie.
Oh my God.
And then National Ice Cream Day is on the 13th.
Oh okay, you better tell me National Elastic Pants Day is coming up right after that.
Close. It's Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Okay, I
on
can
the 18th.
I can definitely wear sweats.
Extra
with that.
Large,
yeah,
extra
for
large.
Sure.
The first day of winter is December 21st, which isn't a holiday, but that's a notable date.
I don't know. My in-laws celebrate winter solstice.
They
really?
Do?
Yeah, they like light a candle.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Say what they're thankful for or something.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
December 31st is New Year's Eve when we can finally kiss goodbye to the year that never was.
Yeah. Well, we can't kiss this year, guys. We got to stay distant.
But is everyone else feeling real tentative about what 2021 will bring?
I have no idea.
Like, yeah, like right when the clock switches, I'm kind of scared.
Like, oh, there's the rapture that was supposed to be like 10 years ago.
Now, Hollywood should make a movie where the morning after New Year, somebody wakes up and they check the clock and it's January 1st, 2020.
Oh.
And like, they have to
But it's a horror film.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sequel that we've always wanted, Groundhog's Day 2020.
It's just Get Out 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of reliving the same nightmare every morning, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last.
Sure am. Here I go.
Who'd you get, Brooke?
I'll have you guys know, what? We put your real names into an elf name generator and then put those results into the bucket today for today's poll.
Oh,
so this
like
is our
this.
Elf names?
I believe so.
Are you ready?
I yes. am.
Jeff Frosty Figgy Flakes DeBo.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to name in college.
Flakes. Oh, okay. I'm putting on the shot caller. While that happens, Digital Jake, read us the shot caller question of the day.
I wish you would leave me alone, Jeff.
Wow.
It's practically winter. Do I have to read the shot caller question?
No, we can just go right to a song if you'd rather do that.
I mean, I'd love to. I mean, there's not some kind of contractual obligation like I have to read. Do I have to?
Yes. Well,
we have some time to kill, so let's just do it.
Why are you angry?
Fine.
Oh, Jake.
A new survey of 2,000 people asked, what are the top 4 things that are most annoying about winter? And I need you to name them in no particular order. There, are you happy, Jeff? You happy you made me do that?
I am a little bit happy now.
4 things annoying. Winter, go.
4 things that are annoying about winter.
If it was who's annoyed, number 1 would be Jake.
I think one of the most annoying things that happens in the winter is usually traffic gets much worse.
Oh, no.
Really? I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I don't think that that's on the top 4.
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
That's not a thing. Are you saying, like, it's like scary winter driving?
Yes, like it gets dark early, it's rainy and snowy, and people can't drive in the cold and the wet and the dark, and the traffic is terrible.
If you're going to go with cars in winter, you're going to go scraping your windshield.
Exactly.
Terrible.
When you wake up and it's all covered?
That's magical to me when I'm like, oh, it's beautiful, it's frosty out.
No. Scraping your windshield.
That was the first thing I thought was scraping the windshield.
Yeah.
I hate having to wear more clothes.
Exactly.
Personally.
And
what?
So many.
I have to cover myself.
I'm with you. And so many socks in the laundry.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that winter
laundry is the worst.
I wear flip-flops for months.
I just don't think laundry is on the list.
Let's if you have kids and you have to dress them in all those layers too,
let's get the question
just like
one more
so
time.
Many clothes.
Oh, so once wasn't good enough, huh, Jeff? I guess I'll read it again.
All right.
A new survey asked thousands of people, what are the top 4 most annoying things about winter? And I need you to name them in any order you wish. And since you guys are doing really poorly at this, I'll give you a golden guess, Jeff.
Oh, I got one that you
give
should
a guess, and then I'll tell you if it's on there or not.
I want to ask about traffic. Is traffic on the list?
Traffic is absolutely not on the list.
Terrible. We could have done
I'm glad
this shows,
that I asked
this
it
shows.
That, I would have guessed it, so I'm glad that I asked.
I feel like the kid that grew up in L.A. should not be the one who answers this question.
When you were describing your traffic answer, you put three or four things that might be on the list, but traffic is not on the list. Okay.
Like getting your car stuck in the snow side.
I see. It's like getting dark early.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's
or
a good one. Yeah.
It would be ice on the road. Mm-hmm. Or not ice. Traffic, but icy roads.
Ice
or
in just general is
cold.
Just so...
Okay, I think scraping your windshield.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
We agree.
I really don't think that that's
Have
on
faith.
There.
I strongly
disagree
with
it. You know what annoys me that I know doesn't annoy everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas music.
Because
people hate it.
Yes.
I mean, it's either like there's like 10% of people who love it, and then everybody else, they really despise Mariah Carey.
Yeah. I'm a 10%er.
Oh, spending time with the family. That has to be on there.
You're right. Same thing. Some people.
It's like a holiday thing. That's not what annoys you about winter.
I'm
you
going
don't think
with
shoveling?
It.
Shoveling?
No, I'm going with it. I'm going.
Scraping
the
your
answers
windshield.
Are getting dark early, annoying Christmas music, cold, icy weather, and spending time with your family.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Here we go.
All right. Yep, get the shot collar ready.
Jake is annoying.
According to a new survey, these are the top four most off-putting things about this time of year. Number one, the days are too short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got that right.
Dark early.
Number two, bad weather. Not only are the days short, but when the sun is up, it's covered by clouds.
Yes, got the, both those.
He's so annoying.
Stop. Just let me finish, Alexis.
Okay. Wow.
Number three, scraping ice off your windshield.
Yeah.
Who puts it there every night? I don't understand. And number four is higher heating bills because it's so miserable outside, we cozy up inside.
For sure.
It's true. My bill's always way higher.
I know.
What is going on?
I am annoyed.
He really sold
That's an intense annoyance.
Didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear a Christmas song, of course. All
irony.
I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. So here we go. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah.
There is just one thing I need.
Oh, sing it, Jeffrey.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
What do you care about?
I just want you for my own.
Why?
More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Bring it home.
All I want for Christmas is you.
That put me in a better mood, guys.
So good. Yeah, me too.
Jeffrey's just thankful he didn't have to hit that high note.
Yeah,
he got shocked by that.
Shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.